Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I could give you the news report. I could give you my take on the last 24 hours, but you want to hear what the buzz is, right? You want to know what the buzz is across Montana and across America. Well, let's see what Kelly with the buzz in Glasgow, let's see what he had to say last night. He sent us a few messages in real time while President Donald Trump was on the stage at the Republican National Convention. In no particular, well, let's start here. Let's go in order as these messages came in. 1900 hours, Kelly in Glasgow says this, and it begins. Tester says he does not support Biden to run again. He's desperate. He's trying to suck up to Montana voters. That's right, Kelly, the flip-flop flat top, finally got his marching orders from Chuck Schumer. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer yesterday were reportedly ordering Joe Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. So then, after he gets the marching orders from his buddy Chuck Schumer, now old flip-flop is calling for Joe Biden to withdraw from the race. Well, we'll have more on that story here in just a couple of minutes. But then the next message that came in from Kelly in Glasgow at about 21:20 hours, I wonder if Grumpy Joe was able to stay up late enough to watch the Republican convention. I know I had to stay up late for that one to get up early for the radio show this morning here. And then Kelly in Glasgow, finally, at about 22:41, at 10:41 at night, which is 11:41 Wisconsin time, he says, "It's well past my bedtime, but Donald Trump's delivery tonight was phenomenal." I don't think he had a teleprompter. He did. But he went off script several moments. Old grumpy old Joe needs one. "It was so straight from the heart. A few humorous moments. That's what I love about this guy, but it was a very powerful speech, and I'm sure the rest of the world tuned in. By the grace of God Almighty, we are going to get our country back. Even the old school Democrats should be proud of President Trump." That's what Kelly in Glasgow says. "So vote for him. Drill, drill, drill." And then Kelly says, "Screw the electric cars." But did you guys see how close Montana Senator Steve Daines was sitting, one of the most coveted seats in the entire arena last night? Two seats away from President Donald J. Trump was Montana Senator Steve Daines. Very symbolic. There's a reason he was there. It's not just because he's family friends with Don Jr. It's not just because he's friends with Donald Trump. It's because Donald Trump knows that if we are going to save America, you've got to vote for Tim Sheehy in the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. That's how important that Senate race is. That's how important all of these Senate races are. Tim Sheehy weighs in on another flip-flop from old Flat Top, and we'll take your phone calls and more. Phone lines are open for you, 294-0970.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, they're just toying with us now. They're just showing. America's enemies are saying we can do whatever the hell we want to do right now to your country. We can invade our operatives into your country. We can put terrorists in your country. We can shut down airports. We can shut down flights. They're just toying with this country, showing the failed policies of Joe Biden and John Tester over the last 3 years and how they've weakened America and put America at risk. I got a note from our friend Michael Foth in Billings this morning. He says, FYI, all flights at the Billings Airport are grounded because of apparently some cybersecurity challenges in our country once again. He did get an update from Victoria Hill, who does public information for the city of Billings, saying that flights are scheduled to begin departing shortly, but they'll be delayed and could spill into the afternoon flights. So there you go. How many times has our country been grounded as a result of these failed policies? Throw that question out to you. Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. Before we get into your phone calls, Fox and Friends earlier this morning had just an incredible montage of sound bites featuring all of the speakers at last night's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Thanks to our producer, Travis Lee, for tracking this down for us.
I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States. Oh, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life. I stand before you only by the grace of Almighty God. America's future will be bigger, better, bolder, brighter, happier, stronger, freer, greater, and more united than ever before. Live Trump-a-mania! Run wild, brother! Live Trump-a-mania! Make America great again!
They're not just after you. They're after all of us, and you just have to be standing in their way. Never have I been more proud to be a Trump. The higher the stakes, the harder he fights. It is my honor to introduce.
We will very quickly make America great again.
Yeah, what a montage put together by the Fox and Friends production team. And thanks to our production team, which is basically Travis Lee, for snagging that one for us. 406-294-0970 is the phone number. If you want to jump in on the conversation, if you got something you want to talk about on this Freedom Friday here on Montana Talks. Well, I tell you what, as a kid who grew up in the 80s, now, I was never a big WWF fan. My friend Ricky, he loved the WWF back in the day. And so, you know, we'd be over there, you know, waiting to play some Nintendo games, and he'd be watching WWF and Hulk Hogan, you know, doing the wave over his ear. But as a kid who grew up in the 80s, my uncle Big Dave, by the way, he always scoffed at the WWF. That isn't wrestling. That isn't wrestling. Because he was a heavyweight state champ back in the early 1980s. But, man, Hulk Hogan as a kid of the 80s last night, man, that was just incredibly entertaining. When you heard a soundbite from him there in that montage, when he started tearing off his T-shirt and talking about Trump-a-mania and then exposing the red Trump Vance 2024 shirt underneath, oh, man, I was just rolling watching that take place live. What stood out to you? What do you want to talk about? Let's go to Mitch in Kalispell, listening to KJJR. Mitch, thanks for the call.
Absolutely. You know, we're coming off the convention, which Lord knows it's nice to actually have the positive side of everything to talk about with the unity and everything else. But the question I keep wondering about is we're beginning to see more and more Democrats flopping on Joe Biden. Is I hope they're going to finally ask him the question of either what event happened to him in the last few months that has caused this great of a cognitive decline that now you feel it's needed, or were you really okay with putting him into that position? Have you been pushing him knowing that this is exactly where he was, and is that and why? Do you feel that there's someone instead doing the job, or why did you feel it was okay to have him there?
Well, yeah, I mean, did you watch last night that introduction video they had about the life story of Donald J. Trump? Again, as a 1980s kid, it was like, wow, that was like a movie about it. It took me back to the 1980s watching it. It was so cool to see. But when they had portions of that video where they showed Joe Biden's stumbles, That video was from 2020, portions of it. It wasn't just from last week. They have known Joe Biden's challenges for the last 4 years, yet they have been lying about it.
Which, and again, that makes you wonder of, Well, it doesn't make you wonder. I think most of us have a pretty good idea of why. And if that's the case, you know, we've been talking about how Biden's not running the country. So who are they actually supporting? Who are they actually pushing forward? Is it what's the bureaucracy system that they've created that's able to act without the Americans ever having a vote on it?
Yeah. Well, and then also remember this, Americans did vote. Montanans did vote. We just had a primary election in June. Most Montanans voted for Donald J. Trump. Some Montanans voted for Joe Biden to be their nominee. They're now saying, in the name of democracy, that they are going to ignore those Montana Democrat voters who voted for Joe Biden and allow some superdelegates to scrap the entire democratic process and decide who their nominee is going to be. But you raised some very good questions there, Mitch. Mitch, thanks for the call. Raised some very good questions. We'll raise some more important questions right after this.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. So, you know, when we take your phone calls, we just ask, hey, what's your first name? Where are you calling from? Generally, what do you want to talk about? When you send us a message on our Montana Talks app, it's pretty similar. You know, you can type in your name. Some people use nicknames. It's better if you have a real name, but I get it. Some people want to do nicknames. So we just got a message from some dude in Bozeman. Here's the message that came in on our Montana Talks app. I was talking about how all the flights at the Billings Airport were grounded. And I was talking with Paul Mushaven earlier during one of our last breaks, and he said, oh, yeah, it's all over the country. Oh, yeah, all sorts of stuff going wrong here. Some dude in Bozeman says a failed Microsoft update shut down computers all over the world last night. Billings Airport grounding is probably a victim of that. Not malicious activity. Did you guys ever watch South Park back in the day? Who was the guy that would say, okay, that's when I read that message, I'm like, right, okay. So let's go with some dude in Bozeman. Ah, it was just a failed Microsoft software update. First off, thanks a lot, Bill Gates. Those stinking software updates. That's how he keeps you on the hook. You don't just get to buy the program once and then you're done. Oh, no. He wants you to keep updating it every year and keep paying more every year. That's how he screwed over African countries. Oh, he'd give them the equipment for free, but then he'd make them pay for the software year after year after year. So let's go with the failed software update for a second here. Thanks a lot, Pete Buttigieg. Look at all the transportation failures under Pete Buttigieg's watch. Again, it's not Joe Biden's failures. It's John Tester's failures. It's Kamala Harris's failures. It's Pete Buttigieg's failures. A failed Microsoft update can shut everything down. You'd think if you were the head of the Department of Transportation, instead of attacking racist roads and racist bridges, you would be, I don't know, updating software. All right, let's go to Susie and Whitefish. Susie, what's on your mind?
Hello there. I just have a question to ask you. It's a question that I haven't heard being asked, and that is, how did the shooter know that that building was not secured?
Yeah, so apparently there's a report saying that this attempted assassin on President Trump, President Trump's shooter, that he snuck the rifle in ahead of time, and then he got busted with some rangefinders trying to get into the secure portion of the rally, and local law enforcement had their eyes on him. The easiest answer to that question is, well, there was nobody on the roof. So he's like, well, nobody's up there, so I guess I could climb up there. But you would assume that they would have eyes on the roof. So, yeah, why did this 20-year-old, why was he so confident that he could just climb up on top of the roof and crawl into a position 140 yards away from the president of the United States, a former president of the United States.
Exactly. So that's just a question that's been floating around, and so I'm putting it to you.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. There are simply too many failures. Too many failures.
I'd like to think that we're going to get answers, the right answers, but we'll have to wait and see, huh?
We'll have to wait and see. I know Michael Waltz, a Green Beret colonel and congressman now out of Florida, he says this. I'll just play a brief portion of what he had to say. Some of you may have heard it already.
I just talked to one of the agents a few hours ago. I talked to some Sunday. The agents are pissed. They're frustrated. They've repeatedly asked for resources. Donald Trump isn't your normal average former president. He's not Jimmy Carter sitting in the old folks home. And oh, by the way, some other things are coming out, like the shooter had 3 encrypted accounts overseas at the same time we're having an Iranian plot. I think this is going to go much broader, much deeper, but the agents are going to hold her to accounts. Their lives on the lines, and she was not giving the resources they were requesting. But one other thing, Jesse, that Pittsburgh field office was the one responsible for the advance. That was clearly not done appropriately and distracted by Dr. Jill.
All right, so that was Congressman Waltz on with Jesse Waters last night, raising more questions, much like Susie and Whitefish. And Susie, thanks for the call. Raising more questions about these security failures with this attack on President Trump. Speaking of more questions, we had a great phone call from Mitch in Kalispell, and Mitch raised some good questions. Here are some questions being raised by Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy in response to John Tester's desperate attempt to save his political career by finally making a vague statement on Joe Biden's political future. Tim Sheehy released the following statement on X. He says, quote, "Is John Tester finally admitting he lied when he told us that Biden is 100% with it? And does this mean he's endorsing his former colleague, Kamala Harris? After voting 95% with Joe Biden, the worst president in American history, two-faced Tester is desperately trying to distance himself from the train wreck he has enabled and forced on Montanans. Why? Because he's losing this race. Leading from behind isn't leadership. Montana deserves better." So here's the questions Tim Sheehy is raising. Did John Tester lie to Montanans when he said Joe Biden is 100% with it? Is John Tester endorsing Kamala Harris? If Tester thinks Biden should not run because he's not 100% with it anymore, then how can Biden continue serving as president of the United States? Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. We've got some phone lines open right now. Anybody can call in. Let's go to Richard in Jordan. Richard, always a pleasure.
Good morning, sir. I would like to bring up 2 quick points. I was able to call earlier in the week, but not as early as I would have liked, given some of the issues. But you had a caller that called in, I believe it was Monday, that was an obvious fake. He was pretending to be what he thought. He was trying to project it because your show is conservative. It's populated and listened to by conservatives, liberals, communists. You get the whole gamut.
We've got everybody. It's a big tent. Sometimes it feels like a circus tent, but it's a big tent around here. That's right.
Absolutely. Well, this gentleman called in, and he was trying to pretend to be what he thought conservatives should sound like.
Or he wanted to make Republicans look bad, right? He wanted to make conservatives look bad.
Exactly.
A potential seminar caller, right, who was complaining about all of the great lineup of speakers at the Republican National Convention on Monday night. Yeah, I remember that call. It was Kestrel in Billings who says, "I think that guy was a seminar caller."
Oh, absolutely. He was a hands down. Now, that leads me into the last point I would like to make that I have not. And it wouldn't surprise me if at some point throughout the week, Tim and Billings hadn't brought this up on your show already, because he is spot on and he's on top of everything. But you, I watched the footage of when Donald Trump was shot, and I entered into that late, but it was shortly after they took him off the stage. And I noticed that at the exact point, 1 hour and 37 minutes, we got the first dribble of information that came out about the shooter. And because my wife and I were sitting here watching, and we're like, why haven't we heard anything from the Secret Service, the FBI, anybody? And then all of a sudden, they do come out with two pieces of information. And those two pieces of information were he's 20 years old, and he's a registered Republican. Okay.
And he gave money to Act Blue. He gave money to the Act Blue, which is a Democrat donation website. Yeah.
Right, but that came out later. That came out, a journalist actually figured that out later, hours later. But the thing that I first questioned about that was, okay, you've got a guy dead on a roof. You've got his fingerprints, you've got his DNA, you can do anything you want to figure out who this guy is. And the first two pieces of information they deem absolutely necessary to get to the public is he's 20 and he's a registered Republican voter. Now, the point that I'd like to make is, one, what did they do? Did they take his DNA and say, okay, we know who this guy is. Now go steal the key to the county auditor's office to find out what his voter registration card looks like. I mean, why is that the key piece of it? And now we're finding out it was a lie in the first place.
Oh, interesting. Really? Okay, so they're saying that piece was now a lie? See, again, I've read all this stuff, I've watched all this stuff, but still haven't even heard that, because they so quickly wanted to get that information out there, but then when it gets debunked, they don't want you to hear that it's been debunked.
Exactly. And, I mean, and it goes with that earlier caller that you had earlier in the week, that nobody understands what a conservative is. They don't. They have this general idea of what they've been told a conservative is, but because they don't live the life, they have no idea what a conservative really is.
But by the way, Richard and I had a separate phone call. It wasn't during our statewide show here, but if you want a little audio extra, go to our Montana Talks website and you'll see, you know, Jordan Montana veteran. There's a headline. We had an incredible conversation about the dehumanization of Trump and the dehumanization of Trump supporters that's been building up over the last, 8 to 10 years with the dehumanistic coverage from the fake news media. It was such fascinating insight by Richard and Jordan that I can't recreate it. I can't duplicate it. But you can go listen to it on our Montana Talks website later in the day. Hey, Richard, thanks for the call. Ken is up next on the phone lines right after this.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
Well, U.S. consumers drink less milk every year. Overall, dairy sales are on a positive streak. Cheese, butter, and yogurt are fueling category growth, along with new dairy-based products designed to capitalize on convenience, health, and snacking trends. A CoBank report says the outlook for dairy retail sales remains strong, with additional room for growth, even as consumer preferences and purchasing behaviors evolve. The report adds that the healthy snacking category is a growing megatrend that dairy products can capitalize on, with a host of conveniently packaged solutions from low-fat cheeses to specialty yogurts to functional dairy drinks. Cheese continues to anchor the dairy category, with annual sales climbing. Butter's enjoying a comeback in the U.S. as per capita consumption has climbed 43% in 25 years, while yogurt has moved from being a morning meal to becoming an anytime snack or healthy dessert choice. In other headlines, U.S. all wheat production for 2024 through 25 is now forecast at just over 2 billion bushels, the largest wheat crop since 2016-17. Production is forecast up 134 million bushels from the previous month and 11% higher than the previous year. The total area planted to wheat this year is lower than last, but improved weather conditions and hard red winter wheat country resulted in lower abandonment and higher areas harvested for that class. I'm Lane Nordlund.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, amazing point. Brilliant point here from Evan in Belt, our Air Force veteran friend. You know, they always go after Donald Trump for refusing to accept the election results. And yet, what does John Tester now want to happen? He is refusing to accept the primary election results. The process that made Joe Biden their nominee for the 2024 elections. Montana voters who voted in the Democrat primary chose Joe Biden as their nominee. And John Tester is now refusing to honor the election results. Very interesting. Here's the exact message from Evan and Belt. Amazing. The leftist indicted Trump for a supposed insurrection for not wanting to accept the results of an election. And yet when things are bad, they are going to now try and oust Biden and not accept the results of their primary election. And yet they insist there is no two-tiered justice system. Great point. Great point. Let's see. We've got Ken on the phone lines. Now, before I go to this call, all right, you guys tell me, you know, like those great auctioneers, you tell me. How many of you, you can send me a message, I could do an online poll. How many of you, when I went to the commercial break and I said, all right, coming up next on the phone lines, we're going to go to Ken. How many of you were like, oh, it's that Ken in Great Falls? How many of you had that reaction? Well, we'll go to Ken in Billings on the phone line. Ken, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you very kindly. Say, a couple things here. You know, you talk about Biden, you know, and they're trying to get rid of him and everything else. If people would just listen and quite a few times that Biden says, I'm not going anywhere, okay? I am going to stick this out. And Bongino said the same thing. He says, why don't we just let this guy alone, let him run, all right? Because then everybody can see what a buffoon that he is and his incompetence. You know, Kamala Harris, I mean, that's nothing like a 12-year-old kid laughing hyena. And then, you know, with this guy, Tester, I always say if you sprayed him orange and threw him into the Flathead Lake, he'd make a good buoy. But the guy doesn't have, you know, two brains. I mean, you could take his brain and pour it through the eye of a needle and you'd never touch the side. You know, you got to think this guy was a poor dirt farmer, and now he's a multi-billionaire. Where did he get the money from?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why.
The Biden and the CCP.
That's why I would disagree with you. He's don't underestimate John Tester. He is very, what's the word? Very
cunning.
Cunning. That's a great word. Yeah, you know, very slithering.
Kind of reminds you of a snake.
Case in point, did you see yesterday morning? Did you watch like the Color 8 morning show or the KTVQ television morning show? Or
no, that I missed, but I stayed up till the end of the time of each night watching GOP convention.
That's right.
I was enthralled in that.
Reason why I ask you is apparently liberal Senator John Tester was doing these puff piece news events and puff piece news interviews, and he did a press conference yesterday. But for some reason, he didn't want to let everybody know that this event was taking place because he didn't want to face any tough questions. So yesterday morning, he goes over to KTVQ. He goes over to Color 8, and they actually asked him about Joe Biden. And he gave the same standard non-answer. And then he goes over to a liberal radio show and yucks it up with those guys. They're good guys. I get a kick out of both of those guys. But you know, they're good guys, but they're both liberal, right? And he yucks it up with them. And, you know, because he was too afraid. He certainly didn't go down the hall and see Mark and Paul on the country station. How many other radio stations across Montana does this guy doesn't even walk into and say hi and take questions from them or their listeners? He certainly wasn't man enough to come in here and take your phone calls. And yet they asked him about Joe Biden, and he gave the same non-answer. But later in the day, after Chuck Schumer orders Biden to withdraw from the race, then John Tester says that he is encouraging Biden to withdraw from the race. These guys, but my point is that every single one of these people in the Montana media that show up, that hand him a microphone, that cover his puff piece events and never ask tough questions, every single one of them got punked yesterday. He could have given the big news to them, and he didn't. He gave it to CNN instead.
That's a low life.
Well, whatever you want to say. I've tried to be nice over the years, but you know what? With the way that this guy attacks our fellow veterans, it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. Appreciate it. Hey, thanks so much. Let's see. That was Ken in Billings. Let's go next to John Sinrud in Kalispell. John, this was interesting. Richard in Jordan said something earlier about, you know, nobody knows what the definition of a conservative is. And no joke, you were already on the phone lines, apparently, wanting to give the definition of a conservative versus a liberal, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I wasn't necessarily going to give the definition, but obviously it's always an opinion and how one receives it. But I believe a true conservative is one that wants to reserve power to the people and limit the power that the government has over the people. A liberal wants to conserve all the power with the government, and that you do not have the ability to control your own life and don't know what is best for your life. If you go back to the mid-1800s, we would be a classic liberal.
That's right.
And that would be to keep power within the people, not within the government. And the conservative at that point was to conserve as much power to the government as possible. And I love it when people throw out conservative, liberal, whatever. You say the word communist, you know what it is because there is a communist manifesto.
Yeah.
You throw out conservative or liberal, there is no manifesto. And I don't know whether people actually know what it means.
Can I give you a quick case in point? Because you're spot on here, John Sinrud, former member of the Montana legislature. So A conservative. What is an American conservative? An American conservative, I believe, was me as a little kid. My mom's a single mom. She's working hard at the Cottonwood Inn in Glasgow, Montana. I want to go stuff newspapers for the Glasgow Courier so that I can make my own money, so I can provide, so that I can maybe just go play video games at Pizza Hut or get some nacho cheese Olays from Taco John's. I wanted the ability to work and to move up the ranks on my own merit, right? I didn't want it handed to me. Classic liberalism, which is a modern-day American conservative in Britain, back in the day before America was founded, liberals were free market capitalists who wanted economic opportunity so that people in the lower classes could have the opportunity to rise up into the middle class or into the upper class. The upper class elites despised it because they wanted to maintain their power, their financial power. So the last thing they wanted was economic freedom that allowed some little kid from down the street to have the kind of money that they have, right? And that is fundamentally the difference right now. That's why the Democrat Party is the party of the wealthy elites who want to hold down Native Americans and keep them in poverty, who want to hold down, you know, J.D. Vance's of the world, and who want to tear out the jobs that provide middle class income for you. It's because they want to hold on to the wealth and the power for themselves, and they don't want you to be able to get your hands on it.
And that is typically the way politicians are, and individuals that have been in government too long. They want to hold on and control, and they know what is best. And why don't the people rise up? Even the Democrats and the Republicans actually rise up and vote for individuals that want to have limited government.
Yeah.
And I will tell you why. They won't, because you look at the environmentalists. They want to control what you do with your property. You look at the cities. They want to control how you live in the cities and what you're going to pay for. You look at the federal and state government. It is controlling you in your everyday life and how you live and breathe and interact with people.
And it's why John Tester despises veterans like Tim Sheehy, because he wants veterans to be victims that have to beg him for help at the VA. He doesn't want veterans to be successful and providing jobs for other veterans. He wants you to be victims that have to beg him for help with the VA that he is failing.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, Ed Butcher, I got a question for you. How far away is that nuclear missile silo from your ranch? It's probably right in your sights right now. Ed Butcher, I know I've seen you quoted in like the UK Daily Mail and other publications talking about the nukes right here in our own backyard, literally in Ed Butcher's backyard. You know, I can just see Ed Butcher there, and he's got that, you know, classic Western scarf around his neck, and he's looking at that nuclear missile silo. And right now, you're probably pondering the fact that John Tester is now saying that Joe Biden is not fit to be the Democrat presidential candidate, but somehow he's got his finger on the button of that nuclear missile right in your ranch backyard. Yikes. All right. I thought Bailey was on line four, Travis. You say we lost line three. Isn't that Bailey on line four? I'll check in. Bailey, are you there? Is that you on line four?
I'm here.
Hey, all right. Well,
I'm here.
Thanks for listening in Forsyth, KIKC. Great to hear from you.
Okay. I had to turn my radio down because I'm driving.
Thank you.
Anyway, one of the previous callers was talking about this big government. Let's go back to one of the greatest conservatives of all time, Ronald Reagan. Big brother's not the answer. It's the problem.
Yeah.
And there's just no doubt about that. And I don't understand why the people want the government more involved. This whole election, as previous, is different between capitalism and socialism. What do you want? And socialistic societies do not work.
Well, it's a question I've raised before, which is, why are people flooding into this country right now? Is it because they want to be free or because they want to get something for free? Now, obviously, for my friends in Lewistown, it's not free because you and I are paying for it. But the point is, are people coming here to be free, for economic freedom, for opportunity, or are they coming here because they think that they're going to get a bunch of free stuff paid for by you and me?
Exactly. And we have to remember, and I'm going to change the subject just a hair here, for all these rotten commercials that they're showing about our candidate, Tim Sheehy, whose airplanes are over there by Helena putting them fires out?
Yeah, exactly.
Think about that one, folks.
Do you remember one of the fake news reports from the liberal Montana Free Press? Who was their reliable source? It was some liberal professor at the University of Montana. They were saying, oh, Tim Sheehy's company, Bridger Aerospace, is in big trouble. And some conservatives even ran with this story because they were still mad about the primary election or whatever. And I'm like, you guys, you're going to listen to the liberal media? What was the story there? Okay, the company just has been remarkably successful. They just went public, publicly traded. And so they've got this big investment. And what are they doing with that investment? Purchasing more aerial firefighting aircraft so they can fight even more fires. And thank God they did. And thank God they are there doing that. But think about it. The liberal media with some liberal professor and John Tesler, they attacked his business for purchasing more aerial firefighting aircraft. They attacked him. They attacked him over his service in Afghanistan. I mean, it is so pathetic and shameful.
Does John Tester allow people to hunt on his place? I'd like to have that question answered.
Somebody told me that he doesn't have his place in block management, so I pulled it up on the Onyx app, and I didn't see it available, but I don't know, maybe somebody has done a little bit more digging. Hey, Bailey, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening in Forsyth. Appreciate it. Eric Moore in Miles City. Great message from Eric Moore, former state lawmaker out of Miles City. With regard to today's cyber attack, there was a day when we could fly planes, have a power grid, etc., without computers. We better figure out how to do so again. We use computers at our feedlot, but if they go down, the cattle still get fed. Jason in Polson, what's on your mind? Getting very short on time.
Hi, Aaron. Yeah, just wanted to bring some truth back to the community. And one of our main challenges is that our family unit is being destroyed by the left. And in order to do that, we need to, as males, we need to become stronger and better men, because our wives, they look for that leadership. Our children do. Then we need to show them the values and the core beliefs that can, you know, become healthy, strong communities and then in turn countries by being disciplined, you know, battling our addiction and becoming the leaders that they need. And if we can do that for our families and we can teach that to our children, we can change the trajectory of the country. We don't need to rely on the federal government.
Well, that's what they want us to be reliant on, the federal government. That's why they want to tear apart deliberately any notion of man versus woman. They want to deliberately tear down the family. That's what they did in order to establish the Soviet Union. That reminds me of what Senator Steve Daines had to say last night at the Republican National Convention. Let me see if I cue it up in the right spot for you.
These liberal senators want to take away your Second Amendment rights. These liberal senators stood with anti-Semitic mobs. And America First majority is going to stand with Israel.
Anyway, he goes on to say, these liberal senators want boys and girls sports. They want men in your girls' locker rooms. They can't tell you the difference.